Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody say, I'm a healed man. I'm a healed man. That's male man or female man. I'm a healed man. I'm a healed man. What if you got symptoms? Look at your neighbor. Help them out. Look at. Care not for it. Don't let that bother you. Don't let that bother you. You need to take a pill. You need to have a treatment. Don't let that bother you, because you are already a healed man. You are the healed man. Oh, somebody's getting it. Somebody's getting it. You are a healed man.
I am a healed man.
I'm a healed man. I am. I'm not going to be. I'm not in the process of being. I'm not soon one day going to get my healing. I am. I is. Right now. Am. A healed man. Not a sick man trying to get healed. I'm a healed man. May still have some symptoms of being sick, but I'm a healed man. Amen. Can you see that's what happened to them? When they turned around and quit asking and quit begging and quit pleading, and they took that first step to go show themselves to the priest, what are they acting like? There's only one reason you go to the priest as a leper. Because you've been healed. Can you see this? And the act of taking those steps to go acting like they're healed as they went. Power was being released with every step. Hallelujah. Power, healing power, was being released with every step. And before they got there, symptoms had changed. Hallelujah. And they look and felt healed. As they went, they were healed. Oh, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. What if I need a treatment? What if I need a pill? What if I need... Don't let that bother you. I think that's probably how we'd say it today. Care not for it. King James. You'd probably say, don't let that bother you. Don't let it bother you. Because no matter what you are on the outside right now, you are the Lord's healed man. I am the Lord's free man. I am the Lord's healed man. You know something else you are? I am the Lord's rich man. What if I ain't doing so good financially? Don't let that bother you. Don't let that bother you. Don't let that get to you. Woo! Glory to God. I say woo because somebody's getting free. Somebody's getting free. Lives are being changed. You watch and see. Lives are being changed. Because miracles don't happen first out here. They happen in here. They happen inside. They happen in the spirit where you can't see. They happen inside. Then things show up on the outside. Glory to God. They turned around and started walking like they were healed men. And then it showed up on the outside. Go to John, please. Gospel account of John in closing, I think. Hallelujah. John 4. John chapter 4. Healings are happening. They're manifesting, I'm saying, because folks are receiving. No whining. No feeling sorry for. No using sickness to get out of things or manipulate people or not. That's not a good time to get quiet. I mean, even if you got to make some changes, you want to look straight ahead and go, amen, Brother Keith. Yes. Somebody needs to hear that today. Do not use any kind of weakness or problem to draw attention to yourself. Amen. And solicit help. If you do, you are stuck with it. It's going to stay. And it's going to get worse. If you use it, you won't lose it. It's staying. But when you change on the inside, and even though on the outside they were slaves, on the inside, and they might not say it to their owner's face, but at lunchtime among themselves, they'd say, I'm a free man. I'm a free man. The other one say, yes, you are. Me too. I'm a free man. He even referred to them getting free. How many know with faith, all things are possible? Is that right? No matter what time you live in or what situation you're in. And this happened many times. Faith sees itself the way God says we are, no matter how it looks on. And what if it looks and feels so differently on the outside? Don't let that bother you. Don't let that bother you. John 4 is the story of another healing. Verse 46, John 4, 46, Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee where he had made the water wine. There was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. This is a very similar situation. He came down. He's asking for Jesus for help. He's telling him how bad he is, how he's almost dead right now. Please come, please come. And verse 48, Jesus said to him, except you see signs and wonders, you won't believe. Well, that seems kind of hard, don't it? Here's a man, his son's at the point of death. He's asking for help, and Jesus didn't just go. I'm going to paraphrase. He said, you got a problem. And it is that you're not going to believe unless you see something. Unless you see something, you won't believe. Verse 49, the nobleman, he said again, this is, sir, come down before my child dies. I told you he was at death's door when I left. Hurry up. Come. So he didn't get it. He's still fixated on seeing something. When's he going to believe his son's all right? When he sees change. Verse 50. Jesus said to him, go your way. Does this sound familiar? Go your way. Your son lives. Now put yourself in his place. You hadn't seen any change. You haven't heard any change. When you left, the child was almost dead. And that's been some time ago. You got a choice to make. Do you continue begging and pleading? Or do you believe what he just told you? Can you see this? You got the choice of continuing to walk by sight and feeling or walking by faith. He said, your son lives. Now, what reason does he have to believe that that's true? Only one. What he just told him. If it's true, it's done. He's got it. No need in continuing to beg or plead. If not, we're wasting time. And I got to convince him to come. We got to see something. Why is it in the book? Why is it in the book? The man did what? He believed the word that Jesus had spoken to him and did what? Did what? Went his way. Doing what? Acting like the boy lives. Acting like the boy's healed. But now, there could have been a whole message about the long way home. Because the devil's the same then as he is now. I guarantee you, every step of the way, the devil is telling him, what are you doing? What are you doing? You better go back and get him and bring him there. What are you doing? He'll be dead when you get there. He'll be dead. Keep going. As he was now going down, there's several hours involved in this. His servants, he see them coming. What do you think the devil told him? He's dead. Told you. But his servants met him, and when they opened their mouth, what'd they say? Oh, have you heard? Where do we hear that? That's exactly what Jesus told him. Your son lives. When the Lord gives you a word, you receive that word. You act like that word is true right now. You don't wait to see anything or feel anything. If he says you live, you live. If he says you healed, you healed. If he says you're free, you're free. That's what you say. What if other things don't look and feel like it? You even need some help making it through because it don't look and feel like it. Don't let it bother you. Your son lives. Verse 52, he inquired of them the hour, the time when he began to amend, and they said, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. And the father knew it was the same hour. It was Jesus said to him, your son lives. What happened? When he told him that, and he stopped feeling sorry for himself, and he stopped pleading, and he stopped begging, and he stopped requiring to see something and feel something, and he turned around, and he started acting like his boy was healed. Come on, are y'all with me? He started acting like it's going to be okay. He started acting like his son's not dying, but he's living as he went. Oh, come on, can you see this? The moment he started moving, acting like what Jesus said was true, the boy began to amend. The fever broke and he started getting better that same moment that he acted on the word the Lord gave him. Himself believed and his whole house. Does it still work this way today? Yes, it does. Does it work for you? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Stand up, everybody, and proclaim it out loud. Say, I am the Lord's free man. Come on, say it again. I am the Lord's free man. I am the Lord's forgiven. I am the Lord's delivered. I am the Lord's protected. I am the Lord's healed. Oh, glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me